Okay.
Perek Shvi Sharakaniya, the second shiur in Perek Shvi. The Chavis Alvavus is giving in Perek Shvi scenarios where Sharakaniya, where a person's hanova will be mizbarer that it's true, that it's not just put on, that he reacts to certain situations. So Chavis Alvavus gives five very specific situations, scenarios, that you'll see how a person reacts. So the first one we had was when someone does an avla to him, when someone does something that should really get him angry. And the Lashon of Chavis Alvavus is even Be'ez Charon Apo, that maybe he is angry inside, and he's Meichel, he's Mevater, Mitoich Hanova B'Shiflus. Not he's Mevater because there's nothing he can do about it, or because the other person is stronger than him, but he's Mevater because of Hanova and Shiflus, which we explain because he doesn't have any sense of entitlement. He doesn't feel he's entitled to anything. He doesn't even feel he's entitled to kavod. He doesn't feel he's entitled to money. He doesn't feel he's entitled to whatever it is he would have if the person wouldn't have done harm to him. That's an onov. That's an onov. An onov is the bittul tashem, according to the Chavis Alvavus. So he doesn't feel like he should have anything. Efes, anachnu mo, right? Moshe and Aaron said that's the ultimate, that's the ideal, that's the goal. So that's why you would be mochel someone who did again. We explained last week. You could be mochel someone that did bad to you, and it doesn't have to be mitoich hanova v'shiflus. It could be a different midah, which would be a wonderful midah. Mavra al midoso, mavir mayakol pshov. You could do it down to halachta b'drocha, Hashem is erech apayim. You're also erech apayim. The Chavis Alvavus very specifically is talking about that you do it mitoich hanova v'shiflus. So, you know, when he says in his first line that Tisborer and Vesanuso in his Galubo B'chamisha Dvarim, doesn't mean that other people will recognize it, because another person wouldn't necessarily know. Even if another person notices it and sees it, but he doesn't know if it's Mitoich Hanova B'shiflus, right? Maybe it's Mitoich Erech Hapayim, Mitoich Vatronus, Stama, Mavra Midoso. So it means Mizbarer means put to the test. It doesn't mean Lagabi others. It means inherently. You put something to the crucible, so you put something through the fire. So that's how you see if he explodes or not when someone, not even explodes, if he reacts harshly, if someone does something bad to him. Mayrallah, someone does something bad to him. That was the first thing. The second thing is if something happens, a tzara happens, a tragedy happens, chalila. Doesn't have to be from someone else. It could be a death, it could be a loss of money, it could be anything that happens to people, rachmana l'slam. So if he accepts, if he's matzdik as adin, if he accepts the din shamayim, Harez Emore, he says that's the sign of Anova and Kniya to Hashem. So here he doesn't, he accepts it mitochis masrus l'gzeiros Hashem, because he's matzdikas adin. So one could ask, on a superficial level, the answer is very clear. One could, here he doesn't say like mitoch anova b'shiflus. He said, here also give me matzdikas adin mitzad. He recognized that kelemuna ve'inoda. But the answer that the Chavis Alvavus holds, that's gufa anova. That his masrus and his batlus and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's adnus and a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, that's the anova we're searching for. Right? Then you can pay yourself and your bottle to that. So that gufa is the greatest manifestation of anova, and that's why that's number two. When you're makabel din shamayim, says Kamashikosav Akosav Ba'aron by Nodim and Aviyu Vayido Maharon Ba'omar Dom Lashem V'schol Elo Lochein HaMaskel Bo'esa Hi Yidom. And all three examples were that you're quiet. So that's what we said last week, that you don't even give terutzim. You don't even look for terutzim. You don't. Hashem doesn't need you terutzim. So there is one level where you have to deal with the situation and you have to attempt to understand it. But ultimately, you have to be quiet. If you learn to say for Eov, right, especially with Mepharshim, so the truth is the whole Sefer Eov is philosophies and thoughts and ideas about, call it the Tzadik Haralo, about understanding Zeros of Hashem, different approaches, different ways of understanding it. But ultimately, right, if you go through Sefer Eov, nothing works. Nothing works except for Dom. Dom Hashem Deschol Elo. Where you just say, you know, you don't have to understand. Or you don't understand, or you can't understand, and the target. Kigobu Shamayim Ores, King Gavu Darchim. Right? So that's a Siman of Anova. Dom. Vashlishi, the third scenario. In this Parsing Shmo Ben Vineo, the Metovo Barah. How you deal with Pearson. Now, there's two kinds of Pearson. It can be publicity. Good publicity and bad publicity. Even though if you talk to an advertising agent, so the very famous member in the advertising world, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Right? If your name's out there and people get name recognition, right? You ever hear that member? There's no such thing as bad publicity. If Nathan Swifter. He learned that lesson. No such thing as bad publicity. He sold more books after the band than way more books. So he learned that there's no such thing as bad publicity. But the Chayyaz HaMavis talks about two types of publicity, good and bad. People are talking good about you, people are talking bad about you. So im shibcho b'mashabeach b'tov she'osa, how do you react? You're sitting at the dais, face, and they're saying, oh, this guy does this and he does that. How do you react? How do you feel about it? Yekal b'shabcho ba, you have to make light of it. Mamash made the light of it, you have to not take it seriously. The worst thing you can do is take it seriously. And be zalzel, right? Don't worry, next year they'll be saying the same things about a different person. the worst thing is to start thinking they mean it, right? Be zalzel ba believer, but that's what the Anov will do. The Anov won't take it seriously, and he'll betik them the Anov. Let's talk about Anova now. Yochanan Zalvavus wants it to be coming mitzad Anova. Anova in the Yochanan Zalvavus' words is defined as the way a person feels regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when he's being praised, he's saying to himself, this is absurd. No matter what I did, no matter what I might have accomplished and done, it's a tipush abiyam of what I should have accomplished, what I could have accomplished, what I'm chayav to accomplish. When you compare that to all the tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon me, so, you know, this, I should have done even more. So he's sitting there and he's thinking, I know that I should have done more. People, praising the same, but I know I should have done more. That's how he's mezalzel in the praises being heaped upon him, because he knows it was flawed. He knows that it was not done by showing. He knows that he could have done more. As much as he did, he could have done more. Legabi hischiyat Hashem. Yomel of Shapcho, and he sort of says to the one praising him, Katzer Ma'ochi, please, you know, cut it short, stop already. Ki eina biyachas lachatolai ala kabukas eish biyom. If you compare it to my shortcomings, I don't mean hate literally, but I mean the shortcomings. it pales in comparison to my shortcomings. And then the Chavis HaLavis says, and this is pure Chavis HaLavis, Afim Yilo Erech, and even if we look at the good things that I did, and we don't see them as flawed because compared to all the shortcomings, but who said, Ve'echucha la'asosu b'tohar min ha'pagoyim ha'alulam la'afsida? Even these good things, that, first of all, I know the bad things that I did. And I know how these good things have fallen short of my obligation. 2 points. Then he says, and even if we just focus, okay, but for it, you did these good things. So you say, but did I do them with a pure motive? Right? The world of the Chavis HaLavis is very, very important that the Maisa be pure of agendas, that the Maisa be pure of reasons why you're doing it. You have an agenda, you want kavod, you want approval, you want someone to be proud of you. These are things that motivate us, but we're supposed to strive for the ideal. The ideal in the Chavis HaLavis is to really do Tohar HaMaisa. What we learned in the whole Shar Yichud HaMaisa was really that fundamental principle. So when they're sitting there praising, so you say, first of all, they don't know my shortcomings. Second of all, they don't know what I should have done, klape, what I'm mechuyev to do. Third of all, even if we'll focus on these good things that I did, but were they pure? Were they tohar? Were they for the right reasons? Kadeshi Kablin al Kaimiyodi, you know, they're sitting here praising me and they're giving me a plaque. They're applauding, but upstairs in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows if he's happy with this act? Not even mitzad what I should have done, and not even mitzad that I have so many more avers or shortcomings, but question the purity of this act itself. Maybe Hashem takes it, and the imagery of the Chavis HaLavis is very, very powerful. He says, the Ashlichen al-Panai, maybe he would throw it back in my face. Who needs your Maisim Tovim? The Chavis HaLavis, who needs your Maisim Tovim if they're not done? This is very, we're taught. Okay, Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma Bolishma. But Chavis HaLavis is talking bottom line. Who needs your Maisim Tovim if they're not done with the lay? Chavis HaLavis, if they're not done with to do the Ratzon Hashem, if they're not done to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who needs them? Ultimately, that's the purpose. Ultimately, the purpose is not the Maisim Tovim in and of themselves. The purpose is to refine the lathe, to refine the machshava, to have the right attitudes, to have the right thoughts, to have the right emotions, to relate to different things in the world, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to our fellow man, and to our spouse, and to our children, and the way you're supposed to relate. It's all Chavis HaLavis, it's all in the lathe. That's the bottom line. So, who knows? Like, I did this. Maybe I did it for kavod. Maybe I did it with Sono Shemur Moda. Maybe I did it because I have nothing better to do. Maybe I did it so someone should be proud of me. And he brings down the pasuk that we just read, right? We just read this in the Shavosh of the Puranusa. It's a bowl they rose ponai. So we don't think of it like that. You read the pasuk in the Navi, and right, he says that they all went to the Samikdash and they brought karbanos, but they were just going through the motions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who needs you? You're just trampling, you're just getting mud on my Beis HaMikdash, on my Harambayas. Who needs you there? Who wants you there? You're trampling Chatzeroi. You just read this in Haftarah. Who needs it? So you say, okay, even with the karbanos, taka. Not just karbanos, it's everything. It's giving staka. It's learning, it's doing chesed, davening, everything we do, we run this risk. Terrible risk. We do everything right, and we run the risk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, very, very frightening thought. should be. It should be a frightening thought that we're doing good works. And the Baruch Hu might be saying, "Me bikei zos miyet chemer most chatzerai." Who need? Don't do me any favors. If your lave is not good, if your lave is mushkos, or your lave is not even mushkos, that's the worst. But if you're just agenda ridden and you have kavod, okay, so good. Everybody is thinking, but what do you mean? We should say shaloi lishma. It's true. It's true. We're like the, you know, we're like the babies that the Rambam describes. When you first teach a baby Torah, so you have to offer him candy. You have to give him. You have to be the candy man. Hashem has to be the candy man to get you to do things. But you're striving towards the goal. So, and the goal is Ichud Hamaisa, which means Tolar Hamaisa. So that's three things. So when you're getting your reward and they're thanking you and they're praising you, so you have three things to think. The Onav is nervous and he's thinking, they don't know what I do when no one's looking, and they don't know how I could have done more, and who knows if this was done b'toar hamaisa. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would fling it back in my face if I'd be in Beis and Shemaila now and they would bring out this mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would throw it back in my face and say, "Mi bikesh zos miyet chemer most chatzeroi," because you're doing it for other reasons other than what you're supposed to do. Motives, in the world of the Chayvus HaLavus, motives are the most important thing. That's why Chayvus HaLavus. That's where the real action takes place, in your heart, in your mind. The Koshke, now we go on to the next thing. This is all what the Onav does when he's in a position where he's stuck. He's stuck at the dais and they're praising him. What is the Onav thinking? Koshke in Hoyozel Ashov? Oh boy. If they're praising him for something that's not even true, he didn't do that. And they're exaggerating and they're piling up the praises. Right? Also, I don't know if he means he should stand up and interrupt the guy, but he has to somehow tell the guy, I'm in big trouble. It's enough for me. Oven. We'll see in a moment what's the oven, what's his sin. But don't add to my shortcomings, this Avera now, this Avon, this Avon of my reaping pleasure and benefit, and Kavod, the Meshalo Osisi. Meshalo Osisi, Meshalo Osisi. It's a Kitrug. The Gemara says it's about Hespedim. That's why you supposed to exaggerate by Hespedim only a drop, a little. But you know, you can't go overboard because it's a tremendous kitruk. That's what I'm forced to explain it. That the Baruch Hu says, Malachim say, you know, if this is what they're saying about him, so maybe he could have done that. I mean, if people think, he did tax for cat. And he really did. But people are ready to believe that you did. So it's a kitruk lamala. Maybe it means you could have done it. So, and that's a kitrug even on a mace. And that's why Sabdonim, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Sabdonim are punished. Sabdonim have to be careful and are punished for saying things that are not so. So this guy who's getting the praise heaped upon him, he's worried about little. And not only does he have to worry that about all the virus, that he's really not such a good person, and that Wagabi Hischi, if he could have done more and should have done more, and that the Maisa he did ultimately do and is being praised for is flawed, but now he asked, it was done for other reasons, and that Baruch Hu was not pleased with it at all, but then he has to worry, well, maybe that wasn't really me, maybe it was someone else, and they're just attributing it to me, and now it will be this kitrug of me, that's all I need. So that's the Onav's reaction. That's the Onov's reaction to being talked about in a good way, with praise, being praised. That's how the true Onov reacts with all of these jumble of thoughts. Oy-vey, what do I do with such even true? I should have done more. They're praising me if they only knew what Averis I did. And who knows if this mice is really good. That's what the Onov thinks. What does he think if people talk badly upon him, about him? And it's very important. I get it. Unfortunately, right, we're living in a society where, after all the Shmiras HaLashon classes and everything, people talk about other people. It's a phenomenon. It happens. I get at least, it's amazing. It's terrible. I get, I'd say, one call, an average of a call every 2 weeks. People or someone are saying this and this about me. How should I handle it? I mean, 3 weeks. Often enough that it's often. Only the milk in the blender with the fleishik onion gets more airtime. But otherwise, so how does an onov deal with that? People are looking for it. There's different minos. Again, there's different ways of dealing with it. We learn the chavik halav how an onov deals with it. Yineskiru b'rosh ha'osa. So first of all, if it's true, he's mode, it's true. If people are saying, even if they're saying lashon hara, it's also an oiver and iser. But first is, you don't try to justify yourself. The onov, Yehuda's la'yachshav v'tzadik bo, he doesn't, and Rabbeinu say, let's face it, someone says something about you and it's true, or accuses you of something and it's true, the first thing is the justification. The first immediate reaction is to justify what you did, and the onov does not react that way. The onov says, Tzotka mimeni, like Yehuda said. Tzotka mimeni, she's right. He didn't try to justify it, he didn't try to explain it away, he didn't try to cover it up. Yoda alasho shenichshol bo. He accepts that people know about it, that it's true, and Tzotka, he doesn't try to explain it away. Al yachshol lehitzadik bo, to justify it. Ulehadar asmei bekach, and then like, Adarabba, because it is. Tzotka mimeni, Yehuda said. But like chosh, that's number one. Our second reaction when someone says something bad about you is that you think about what you would say bad about him. Even if you don't mean it as nekama, but and you sincerely, you mean it as a defense mechanism, right? If people know what a Yisvarfi is, so they won't accept what he's saying about me. So I have to let people know what a terrible person he is. Which is a very common reaction, extremely common, where you think how you could say in Yiddish bashmutz, how you can talk against the person that's talking about you. We're talking now if it's true. You're mowed then, you don't try to justify it, you don't try to get back at the guy, you don't try to even deny it, you fess up. And he doesn't assign the motive of roa lev to the person who is revealing this about him. So he was nechshel and mabera. It happened, right? Morris says in recent Talmud Chacham, she'over avera b'layla, right, al tahar achar, Shemos Yosachuba. You know, rub your hands in glee that you now have something on someone to say over. Don't even assign him Roa Lev. Meanness of spirit. Eliyomalo Ochi Ma'erech. So this is amazing. Like, you can't believe this is the way you're supposed to think, much less actually say this to someone. It's really, it's hard to grasp, but this is what Chavis Halvavos wants you to do. Now, he doesn't want you to do it tomorrow. He wants you to strive towards this. This is the goal. So the goal is to tell the person, you tzadka mimeni, you're right, and I have much worse things that I did that you don't even know about. So, like, it's a joke, but that's what, like, you know, it's famous in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that you're not supposed to say Lashon Hara yourself. But I have a raya from the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara that there's no way to say Lashon Hara yourself. I'll show it to you once. I have a raya. It's not like the story. And a kaponim, this is, we'll continue next week. This is not much weird. Like, you know, Bishlam, when they're being Mishabeach a person, so the Onuf says they don't know about all the bad things I did. But that when they caught you doing something. So you don't know the half of it. Now, you think I got much better stories about me than what you know. What you don't even know about, and I thank Hashem that Shehir b'Hashem Yisaleh lahastiram li. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, hid them from people. They don't know about it. The reaction of a person, even just to start understanding it, this is really going into the human psyche. The reaction of a person when he's caught doing something bad is really, it's a sort of a justification. I think, this is not me. This is really not me. He wants to maintain his dignity, his self-respect, who he is, his sense of self, and he says, like, this is really not me. So which is a form, we can't go over the whole Shar HaKniya now, where you draw the line at self-debasement and Kniya and being a non-of, but right, so Chavavos wants the onov to say, yeah, I am a bad person, I guess. Now, again, this flies in the face of certainly of modern psychology, and even of the Heimtuk of Musa's form, which would think that this is the worst way to react, that a person does an aveira, the absolute worst way to have a person react. Is to say I'm takabed, because I'm takabed, and then you act bad, because if I am bad, then you act bad, because a bad person acts bad. You have to say, no, that's not me. I just did something bad. I'm really good. That's the chinuch approach. That's how we're taught nowadays to deal with such things. But the Chavis Halvavos is coming mitzad kiniya, mitzad a true and total onov. And the true and total onov will it's difficult. It's something to think about. It's not partial. The Chavis Halvavos was a Rishon, remember. We lived a century before Rashi. A century before Rashi. He's saying that the true onov, the total onov, will say, the point isn't to say, the point is to feel. You were caught, people know something bad you did, you say, I'm talking no good. Like, more things, I did more not good things that they don't even know about. I thank Hashem they don't know about it, why should I be so embarrassed? But that's the reaction of a true onov. And he says, I deserve this. This is who I am. I'm talking not good. I did worse things. I'm no good. How that's mitzad anova. Again, there's different koichos hanefesh. Right? There's 10s, 20, 30, 70, right? The famous 70 koichos hanefesh, the group counts out. But this is anova. The anova will say, yeah, talking not good. He won't try to justify himself. He won't try to maintain like a ma'amad b'fnei, something bad that he did. It comes from a certain ego, right? So nowadays, there's like a trade-off. They say, you know, have that ego, because or else you might just slip and fall and taka play the role and act the way you feel you want. That's the, we'll call it modern-day psychology, and the Bali Musar accept it, and they, and that's the, today, that's there's a different world out there. I don't know if it's a better world, right? Right? Self-esteem, I say many times. No, what do you say, Mechamia? Mechamia works with kids. Are things getting better or worse? They're getting worse. So maybe someone should say, wait a second, maybe we're taking the wrong approach. So here, it's a topic to go into. I'll teach you an expression. You know which expression we're talking about? It's better in the original German, which I don't know. But I heard the expression from someone that said it in not in German, in Dutch, I think. I cut the rope, I can't understand it. I cut this rope twice and it's still too short. That's the expression. And you know, with kids and with chinuch and things, sometimes they seem in a downward spiral, and there's a mahalach we take. And I'm just waiting for someone to say, you know, maybe the downward spiral is happening, and it gets more and more. Maybe it's time for someone to say, I can't understand it. I cut the rope twice, and it's still too short. Maybe. Sorachi. So it's a very, but everybody's now a Talmud of Ali Shur and Yad Svarim, and there's a certain mahalach there that's been adopted. I don't know. I mean, it's not for me to say, but it's Tzorech Iyun. It's really a very difficult parasha, this parasha. Okay.
I'm going to go to Adonai Hamari, but I'm going to be able to make some time for him. Und dann nein, hängt es auf den Kopf, wenn es auf den Kopf ist, wenn es auf den Kopf ist, wenn es auf den Kopf ist, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Yahatah is Adonai Elohecha b'chol olamecha b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol miyadecha b'hayiru hadavanim ha'il. Sh'anu k'yitza v'chach hayom alev l'vavecha b'shilam tamlu n'ak b'yibar tachbam b'shitachuk b'yisech l'atach v'darach b'shoch sochot b'mecha b'shachtam l'os ha'yadecha b'hayiru tachachos b'yinecha. וכסבתם על מסיבות ומסיבות 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 ומצוות ומסיבות 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 ושמתם אסתברוי אלא על לבבכם ביום נפשכם מקשרתם עוצם לעוץ חיותכם והיו לתרצפוס בין עיני תחתם על תרצפוסים לבבכם ושיבתכם בישך ובישכם בישכם 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 Dikte ham da dur sam da nasnu au tsi sak na so pena sa ha yona am tsi but is mas is atom is coming to us at the right pass is sem some of those so so offering the baba khali khali any ham sha atom zuni ma khari ham da anti is good pass is sem is coming to us hoy is sem kedoshim da noi khamani at noi at noi kha sha ko tsi si as ham me kana to be trying the notes no ham lelo him ani at noi at noi ham ham is שבני ישראל לך אנו שירה בשמחה רבה ויאמרו כולם יכמך בואי למדנה מכמך נעדה בקודש נאמרה סיכינוס עושיך למחו שכה רוב בנך בוקי היום לפני משה זה אלי אנו ויאמרו אדוני ימלוך לילם ועוד בנאמר כי פתו אדוני עשי עקב גודו מיד חזק ממנו ברכתו אדוני על ישראל Amen. לפני מלך מלכי המלכי, מה הקדוש ברוך השם לבוש מביא יוסן רצון משה, ומה אב שם את זה בבבים מרמים, ולהינו אלה, בקר כסף סביב לעשות את הכסף סביב סביב ידע, סביב לבבק. לראות מהירו בספר הסזך, להעתק את השמין השפועד ללוקס פרשי, יסק אני לא מלכי שעד הפנים, מה? אף נעשה לך בגרישי אורץ, יעקיר וידע כל יושבי סביב יפקיר וחתיק, וכל כבר שם, נחת עניים הן, יחד ובי כל לבד הכנישו. קם דוקנו מסמוך עושה חצים לחליהם בגירות אלו פרטים אחרים. ולא ליד אמר המלך הכל הארץ. כי המלכה חפיסו המלושב. חצו את חצו את חצו. יחד, הוא היה בעצם. מי עשיס? יחד, גם עלי צד. דוד, אדוני הוא רבי ישבי. אני רואה לי ביום שעקום עליי מלך המבוא בזאת אני בוצח לאחוז גוח כל ימי חיי הלך בה ליב חייסי ראש כל מה לי ביום שבנאי שעותה שתי בני החדים שעותי שאיני באת לזה ונחי נברך משם מנשם Really, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Amen.